At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move out. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It is what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Evans, back with you and thanking you for bringing the most important part of what we do every week. The best way we can show our appreciation, well, we put together another great show for you today. Bet you've played lots of courses from different tee boxes. And I bet you've played some courses where holes have been rerouted or changed due to construction or some reseeding or some work on the golf course or maybe some bad weather that kind of messed up a part of the course. But I'll bet that you've never played a course in reverse. There's not many reversible courses out there, but there is one in northern Michigan we're going to talk about on the show today. It's called the Loop at Forest Dunes. Don Helinski, the director of golf at Forest Dunes, joins us today on Tee to Green to tell us how it all works. Later in the hour, John Morin's going to be here. He's got a new book out called Coached by the Course. In the book, John walks you through over 400 tips covering all facets of the game, and all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, are going to the Salute Military Golf Association, which uses golf to work with our veterans and members of the military, men and women, to do some really good things. It's a great book, which helps a great cause. Looking forward to visiting with John Morin on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Getting you ready to go on America's longest running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, our website, teetogreenradio.com. Check it out. Like us on Facebook. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Evans, Scott Cuddy in Master Control, and we're teeing it up with Don Helinski next here on Tee to Green.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Get back to business and start the year strong with an HP printer from Staples. Like the HP LaserJet MFP M234 SDWE printer. This compact multifunction printer features blazing fast print speeds. It's the fastest two-sided printer in its class. Plus, with the HP Smart app, you can print, scan, and copy from anywhere. And Staples has the best deals on a full range of HP printers. Right now, save up to $100 on the HP LaserJet. But hurry, this offer is good this week only. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 1/14.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. Because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year too at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. You found it. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Evans back with you for another edition of the Big Show. How you doing, Jerry?
Great, Jay. Wonderful to be back here on the program once again. A lot of beautiful. It's been so beautiful here the last couple, 3 days. We did have some rain last night, but I got up this morning, looked up at Pikes Peak, and I was like, wow, it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, good. One of those days where you go, good day to be alive, and I'm in a good place to
Yes, I yeah. thought of that yeah. as well.
Yeah. On the show today, later in the hour, John Morin is going to be here. John, he's a Colorado guy. He lives up the road in Fort Collins.
Right.
And over the last 20 years, every time he's played golf, he's taken copious notes about his round and the courses he's played and things like that. And after 20 years, he's got this great wealth of information. And he decided to put it into a book form. The book is called Coached by the Course. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be joining us today. The other cool thing about John is he's donating all of the money, every bit of it, 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the book, to the Salute Military Golf Association.
As for me, I took a lot of notes as well while I was playing golf. Then I used all that information to start a campfire because I didn't want to remember.
I think that's what a lot of golfers do.
Yeah.
John's different. He's a cool guy, and we're going to have some fun talking to him later in the hour. Our first guest is Don Holinsky. Don is the director of golf at Forest Dunes, a golf resort in northern Michigan. I don't know if people even realize, but there is such a thing as a reversible golf course.
Wow, I'd like to do that with my mortgage.
Instead of 1 through 18, you can go to 18 and play back to 1 is kind of the basic concept of it, I guess. One of the two courses at Forest Dunes is reversible, and I think Don is standing by ready to go. Don, are you there?
Sure am.
Ah, there you go. You know, there's a course here in Colorado Springs, and every time I play it, I think this would be better reversed if or at least the front nine, if number one was number nine and we went the other way, but that's probably never going to happen. But it's happening there in Forest Dunes. Where exactly is Forest Dunes in northern Michigan?
Well, we're in the middle of nowhere, that's for sure. We are in Roscommon, Michigan. It is about 10 minutes off of I-75, which is the main highway that comes up from Detroit. But in the central part of the lower peninsula of northern Michigan.
Are you anywhere close to Frankenmuth?
Frankenmuth would be about two hours away, straight down 75.
Okay, I've been there. That's quite the place for sure. Now, when you say that you're secluded and you're out in the middle of nowhere, what surrounds the course besides just trees?
The Huron National Forest, basically state and federal land. The county we reside in is 75% public land, so not a lot of population base. And the main things that the area is known for are the Au Sable and Manistee Rivers, which are blue ribbon fly fishing. Hemingway was known to hang out on the Au Sable River, and the Mason Tract. George Mason is there, had a lot of land there as well. So definitely an escape for the nature lover.
And when you escape for golf, you got two courses there, the Loop at Forest Dunes. That's the reversible one. We want to talk about that a little bit more in probably our next segment. Don's going to do two segments with us. And then you've got the regular Forest Dunes course, too. What, 18-hole championship courses? Is that what you have there?
Well, basically three, yes, because the Loop is two totally different courses that alternate direction daily. There's the Loop Red and the Loop Black, and then Forest Dunes is a typical Parkland-style northern Michigan course that was our namesake, and that course has been ranked in the national rankings among public access courses in the top 25 basically since its inception. So that's what drew a lot of people to Forest Dunes early on, and then since opening in 2016, the Loop has brought people from all over the world to see Tom Doak's masterpiece. And then we also have a 10-hole short course called the Bootlegger that we play music, and the holes range between 50 and 140 yards, and throws out a lot of the old stuffiness of golf, where it costs too much to play, takes too much time. We allow groups of 8 or 12 to play together. Like I said, there's music going, and it's not so much about your score, but about the people that you're hanging with.
Well, you mentioned the music. Was that inspired by Rodney Dangerfield in
Caddyshack?
Yeah, it's with the resort golf. You know, a lot of people are bringing their own speakers now and things like that. And this is just—it's all about creating a vibe and a hang and an atmosphere, and making it fun for everybody. And it's almost like an adult putt-putt golf type situation. The holes are real close. It's a very social thing. So the group that's behind, you know, if there's a group, like I said, destination course, we'll get groups of 24, you know, 40 players. And so they may have four different groups that are out there, and they're all next to each other, hooting on each other. Even though they may not be in the same playing group, they can see everybody's shots, and you can hear them because it's all in a close, very close proximity.
I like it. That's thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
Golf needs a little bit more of that. We're with Don Helinski, Director of Golf at the Loop at Forest Dunes and Forest Dunes in northern Michigan, the town near the town of Roscommon. And speaking of thinking out of the box, how in the world did you come up with the idea for a reversible course?
Well, actually, for all the golf historians out there, would know that St. Andrews was actually a reversible course and played that way, and it had to do with what way the prevailing wind was coming off the sea, and also to spread the wear patterns out. But the road hole, everybody wanted to say they hit it over the hotel on the road hole, and one of the other iconic par threes were on the same routing, and so everybody wanted to play it in that direction. And so the popularity won out, and to this day, you know, St. Andrews only plays the one direction. I think there's one day a year that they play it in the reverse direction, but if you're watching the Open on TV when it's played there, you'll see bunkers that don't really make sense, and is like, why is that bunker there? Well, it's because it's for the opposite routing, and that concept on an 18-hole scale had not been done again, and Tom Doak is one of the greatest, you know, living golf architects right now, and he had been wanting to do a reversible course for a number of years. Had pitched it to several developers, and nobody had was willing to take that on. It also needs a special piece of land, a relatively flat base piece of land that's. That is sand-based, and when we were looking to expand and become more of a destination and add another course, Tom Doak actually pitched it to our owner, that concept, and Tom resides in Traverse City, Michigan, which is just about an hour away from Forest Dunes, so he was very familiar with the property. And being that close to home, since he made a name for himself, that was probably the most time he had spent on site designing a course, trying to get it right, in this concept again that hadn't really been done.
The Loop Forest Dunes, designed by Tom Doak, opened for play in June of 2016. Players head out on one routing, playing in a clockwise direction. The next day, everyone turns around and plays the other routing in a counterclockwise direction. And our guest is the director of golf there, Don Hilinski. Don's going to stay with us for another segment. When we come back, we'll get more into just how it all works and how it all comes together. When you play a reversible golf course, not many out there. We're talking about that today here on Tee to Green.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187, 800-245-9187, 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Peter Green. Scott Cuddy is in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Evans. Speaking of destinations for dedicated golfers, how about Forest Dunes, Northern Michigan? A couple of courses there. Forest Dunes, the regular course designed by Tom Weisskopf. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the loop at Forest Dunes, designed by Tom Doak. It opened for play in June of 2016. And believe it or not, it's a reversible course. Players head out on the black routing, playing in a clockwise direction, and then the next day everyone turns around and plays the red routing in a counterclockwise direction. Our guest is Don Helinski. He's the director of golf there at Forest Dunes. And Don is, you know, there's I couldn't quite clear it up, but are there any other reversible courses out there, or any that you know of, or are you guys the only one?
We are the only 18, or the only reversible course using 18 greens that is truly reversible. Currently, there's Sylvie's Ranch in Oregon that has some reversible holes on it. They use 27 greens. The reasoning that they have 27 greens there is the elevation changes. You know, if you think about it, if you have an elevated tee up high down a hill to a green, you'd have to go in a true reversible. You'd have to go back up that hill somehow, and if there's a cliff or something like that. So the elevation has to do with the routing there. But other than that, 18 holes. We're the only ones in existence.
I was wondering about the tee boxes. Are they next to each other, and it's just you play one hole in like 13, you go one direction, and then the tee box would be like for 14? Is that how it works? Or
well, the first thing you need to do in this concept of in trying to visualize it yourself is throw out the idea of a modern course and define tee boxes. What is a tee area one day is fairway the next, right? So okay. The course is a fescue course. It is very wide open. It's English Heathland style, which is basically link style, just not on the water. There's no trees anywhere. It's all wide open. There's no rough. Everything is you know, one fairway cut, and it is a very bump and run style of play. You know, you're better off landing it in front of the green, letting it roll on, a lot of creative shot making. Your best shot, 35, 40 yards off the green, may be to putt. In terms of the tee boxes, the tee boxes are just flat spots on the fairway. Much like when the game originated.
I'm trying to visualize this in my mind, as I'm sure everyone who's listening to this is. So you go out one day and you start at number one and you play all the way through 18, and then the next day you start at 18 and you play at 100% in reverse back to number one. Is that pretty much the idea?
Kind of, in a way. If you picture in your head that you're looking straight on at a circle, and we're going to start at the bottom of that circle, And today we're going to play the black routing. So we're going to go to the right. So we're going to make our way aiming at greens, going around the right side of the circle. Now we're halfway through, so we're up to the top. And then we're circling back down around to the bottom for our 18 holes. So that was today in the black routing. Tomorrow we're playing the red. We're starting at that same spot down below, and we're going to the left this time. So what was the 17th green yesterday is the number one green today. So each fairway matches up with a different green. The greens need to be approached from all different directions. You know, the angle of approach may be 180 degree different for one given hole. Another hole, it may be a 30-degree difference in angle of approach to the green from one day to the next. So it's absolutely mesmerizing that someone is able to come up with this vision in their head to create a course that you're able to, you know, approach the greens from two different directions and totally route something that makes for two distinct courses that are equally as challenging. Just like I said, St. Andrews was reversible, and the you know, popularity won out with one of the routings. Doak needed to create it so that there wasn't one that was more one routing that was more favorable than the other. So they play as two totally different courses. The best part about it is it's just that totally unique style, that very European, fast and firm, more brown than green. And it is a lot of fun for people to play, and they don't really get that experience here in the United States very often.
Let's talk about the pars. If you could play one day and the one hole, let's say it's the sixth hole or whatever, is a par three, then when you come back the next day and you're playing in reverse, is that same hole a par three, or is it maybe a par five?
No, they're all different, because again, the way that the each fairway matches up with the different greens. So a great example for you. Red 6 is a short par 3, one of our signature holes. You're teeing off over some gruff to a wide, shallow green. The next day, when you play that same green complex, it is 12 black. 12 black is a par 4, dogleg right. And your approach shot is into that same green, which today is playing as a long, skinny green instead of a wide, shallow green. So you have the different bunkering that comes into play because you're approaching that green from a different angle. So yes, they change daily based on the fact with what fairway the green is aligning with that day.
That's just amazing. Did it take Doak extra long to build this because of that?
You know, I don't think so. Time-wise, you know, in his little black book, he had been drawing these reversible holes and ideas and concepts for a number of years in his head, and so in you know, I would say he is more of a in the field type designer. So a lot of the work came in while they were you know, shaping the actual land. They did not move a lot of earth as Tom Doak in the minimalist movement is known for, just kind of taking what the land gives them. And again, with a relatively neat, because of the reversible concept, you need that relatively flat piece of land, you know, that it created just an unreal experience, and it takes a couple times through to really get the hang of it, and to try and you spend the first time you play it, you spend so much time looking backwards trying to figure out how you're going to play it the next day that kind of takes your focus off your current round.
What kind of comments have you gotten from public, people that have played the courses? What are they telling you after they get done?
That it's some of the most fun that they've ever had playing golf and that it's a unique experience. You know, the loop has kind of been more popular in the rankings as well here lately. Golf Digest in their last rankings actually rated the course as two different courses. That was a big debate when we first came out, is how was it going to be ranked? Was it going to be ranked as one, you know, 36-hole course, or were they going to be ranked as the two different independent courses? And, you know, the Golf Digest ranked it as 45 and 47 with the black getting the edge there. So when you do that, you have Forest Dunes has three top 50 golf courses on property, and there's only four other properties that can say that: Pebble Beach, Bandon Dunes, Stream Song, and Whistling Straits. So that's pretty good company that we're up there with.
Pretty amazing, and you can add the loop at Forest Dunes to your bucket list if you're a golfer. Play a reversible golf course. They've got three there, and then they've got that other little special one as well, so you can get a lot of golf in at Forest Dunes in northern Michigan. The loop at Forest Dunes, designed by Tom Doak, a reversible golf course. Tom, we could talk about this all day. I got a million more questions, and we're out of time.
Same here.
But thanks for joining us today, and appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Absolutely. We're honored. Thank you very much.
That's Don Holinsky, the director of golf at Forest Dunes. Told you we had a good show for you today. That's amazing.
You are right.
Yeah. We'll come back, and we're going to be joined by John Morin. His book is called Coached by the Course, next on TD Green.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you want to save money and start the year right, Staples has you covered.
I need everything to restock my business. File folders, break room supplies, even business cards.
Staples has you covered with big savings on everything you need for your home or office. And now at Staples, rewards members get $30 back via Staples store bonus when they spend $100. That's $30 to use toward everything from ink to tech. Save big right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Rewards members only. Store bonus redeemable in-store only. Offer ends 1/21.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We are your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's Petey Green. It's the Golf Show. Jay Ritchie with Jerry Evans. And a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine. It's a reminder about the state's premier golf discount program. Here we are, just past mid-July. Still plenty of time left to save save thousands of dollars on golf in Colorado for just $50. How you say? Well, we're talking about the 2021 Green Saver, the golf coupon book or mobile. You can save on free green fees, 2-for-1s, 50% off, and free cart rentals, plus discounts on food and drinks, lodging, lessons, club fittings. 8 new courses in Colorado, 4 in the Las Vegas area, 80 total courses. Get them both, the coupon book and the mobile, for just $70. Never pay full price to golf again. Both the book and mobile are totally transferable for family and friends. For more info, go online at greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again.
Absolutely a great value. You got to get one.
Our next guest standing by here in Colorado, John Morin, has written a book called Coach by the Course. It walks the reader through more than 400 tips covering all facets of golf. John's been playing golf for a long time, taking copious notes on his rounds of golf and the courses he's played, and he's compiled them into a book. And all the proceeds from John's book are going to a great cause. The 100% of the royalties to golf-related charities, including the First Tee and the Salute Military Golf Association. We welcome fellow golfer John Morin to Tee to Green. Hey, John, how you doing?
I am doing super, Jay and Jerry. Good to hear from you.
A lot of people take notes and finish their round and compile years and years worth of notes. Why did you decide to take all those notes and put them into a book?
Well, what I find is that if I didn't write them down, a week later I would forget what I had learned, and I'd make the same mistake over and over again. So I started keeping these folders full of scorecards where I'd taken notes, pieces of paper when I came home, something I thought of. And about the year 2019, I had so many pieces of paper, I said, I'm going to sit down and put this all into a great big, huge Word document. And so I can throw these pieces of paper away. And I did that in 2019. I'd go to a coffee shop every day, and I'd spend an hour and type them in. And then 2020 came along. And it's like, Gee, I wonder what am I going to do now? And I thought, golly, I've got this whole manuscript. All these notes are in here. Why not make it into complete sentences and publish a book? And that's what I did.
Now, I'm sure that your book... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm sure that this book is probably going to be on the national bestsellers list. I know if I had done something like that, it would have been on the least published book. because there's a lot of things that happen out on the golf course that I would surely like to forget. But you seem to have included all that, right?
I have included things that needed to be forgotten, and I've included things that should be remembered. Yeah, I've put a lot of interesting stories. At least I think readers would find them interesting, of things that have gone wrong and why, and things that how to make them right, how to make them right the next time.
Was there anything maybe looking back on it now that you wish maybe you would have put in or should have left out?
I'll tell you one thing that I found is that this book continued to grow and grow and grow from the time I decided to write it, because you keep uncovering things playing golf, which is what makes this game so interesting. You keep uncovering things that, like, oh man, I'd never encountered that before. I wonder how I could better have handled that. So at some point, I had to just pick a date and say, I just can't put anything in there anymore. I've really got to get this published. And I've still got a few notes of things that I've taken in the last year that didn't make it in the book because the book went out for publication. So I think it's probably a never-ending process, really.
20 years of notes taken by John Moore on the golf course, in tournament, handicap, charity, and casual rounds. More than 400 tips covering all facets of golf. Many of the tips require little or no practice. I'm sure, John, when you had all these notes, what sort of order did you finally decide to put them in?
That is a great question. The first thing I tried to limit to was, this is not a book that just teaches people to play golf. I kind of expect that the reader of this book would be a golfer, and I tried to limit what I put into it to things that would just save strokes. I figure you know how to tee up the ball, you know how to swing, and what are the things that will reduce your cone of misses, so to speak? What would be things around the green that would actually save you a stroke? And I limited it to that. And what I did was one of the pros who helped me on the book, there's almost a dozen pros who have had some sort of input into this. He said, you know, it'd be best to start with putting because many of the concepts in putting are used in chipping. And many of those concepts are used in pitching. And many of those are used in the full swing. So that's how I organized the book. And then I pulled out all of those common concepts, called them the 9 2/2 commandments of golf. And put those in the front so the reader could see those concepts that would be appearing throughout the book. So that was how I organized it. And then, of course, there's other chapters on special situations, course management, mental game, that sort of thing. You mentioned also that many of the tips don't need practice, and I'll give you an example of one here because I'm sure people listening are thinking, I wonder how that works. Here's one. Get the ball, when you're on the green, get the ball to the hole. You don't really have to practice that. You just got to know that if you leave a putt short, you have wasted an opportunity to save a stroke. And by getting the ball to the hole, you get a couple of extra benefits. One is it's not going to break quite as much if you put some speed on it. And second, if the ball rolls past the hole, you can watch that and see if there's any break coming back. If you leave a putt 5 feet short, you still don't know what's going to happen with it the next time you putt. So you may actually, with that tip, which doesn't require practice, save 2 strokes.
It's an easy game, isn't it?
It really is. Hey, John, how about when somebody goes out and practices on the driving range? I've heard a lot of pros and cons about some people that say, well, you should start with driver and then work your way down 3-wood, 5-wood, and on into your irons and everything like that. And then I talked with some of the experts, and they said, no, you should actually start with your wedge, and they go with a 9, 8, and back reverse that way. What are your feelings on how people should practice on the driving range?
Well, yeah, another good question. I always start with the shortest club first because it requires the least amount of energy and the least likelihood of getting injured. So I use a wedge or a 9-iron. Sometimes if I don't have much time, I start with an 8-iron to loosen up and just practice hitting a target. And after I've hit, real close to that target 2, 3, 4 times, I move up to a longer iron. I think if I went out there at the first time and took a swing with my driver, I think all sorts of pops and noises and breaks would happen. So that's my kind of thinking on it. One of the other interesting things about talking about a driving range is if you go down to your local municipal course, country club, whatever, count the people on the driving range, and you'll probably see a dozen, 14 people maybe. And then look over at the putting green, and you might see 5 people over there. And then you look at the chipping green, and you might be lucky to see 1 person there or 1 in the practice bunker. And those are the places where people can save strokes. If you bunt the ball down the fairway with your driver and bunt it down with a 7-iron and kind of get it near the green, you can save a lot. You know, you're not going to cost yourself too many strokes. But where you're going to save them is by then taking that wedge out and getting it close to the flag and putting it in. So in terms of saving strokes, I kind of like to encourage people to get off of the driving range once they're loose and go practice all those other things that gets the ball close to the hole.
That's a great point. We're with John Morin, longtime student of the game, who has written the book Coached by the Course. John has lowered his handicap from high double digits to the low single digits. So, John, can we say the book works?
I would say so, yes. I mean, it's a $20 book, and there has got to be easily 100 tips in there that would be worth by themselves $20. I mean, I'd certainly pay $20 if somebody would say I could lower my handicap one stroke.
Yeah. Why did you decide to give all of the proceeds 100% to charity?
Well, I've been blessed in my life, guys, and I can afford to do it. I'm happy to do it. It makes me feel good to do it. In my research for the book, I looked up the word amateur. I kind of was curious. It sounds like a French word. I was curious as to the origin of it, and it actually comes from the Latin amor, meaning love, A-M-O-R, meaning love, and the word amateur has evolved to mean people who play a sport for the love of the game, not for the money. And I thought, if I'm going to write a book for amateurs, and I am an amateur golfer, what better thing to do than to take that money and give it to other charities who are working with other amateurs? So I feel very, very comfortable with my decision to do that. I'm very happy to have done it. And quite honestly, a number of people, it made it easy for me to approach people and say, would you help on this book? And it's going to charity. And they would say yes. And it made it easy for me to ask, and it made it easier for those people to join in. So
you have a couple of the
well
charities
all the way around.
So you have a couple of the charities that are listed, John. Oh, hold on. You have a couple of those charities that are listed that were First Tee and the Salute Military Golf Association. As an ex-Navy veteran myself, I guess I want to pose this question: did you serve in the military yourself?
Well, yes and no. I generally answer that question with a no. When I was in college, I didn't have to serve because I had a college exemption, but I knew I would get drafted. So I went to Marine Corps Officer Candidate School in the summers. Just shortly before I graduated, the Vietnam War ended. The Marines were not taking any more enlistments. So they said, you know, you're very happy to thank you for your service. You're very happy to move on. So I was kind of a tweener. I was prepared to serve. They didn't need me, so I didn't serve. I was looking for a way to have a charity that was benefiting adults because I thought the First Tee would be one of the ones to benefit kids. I met one of the people over there at Salute, and I was just impressed with what they were doing.
Well, you couldn't have picked two better charities than the First Tee and the Salute Military Golf Association. Around $20 for the book. John, last question, and we're almost out of time. Where can people get a copy of Coach by the Course?
Great, great question. It is on Amazon. You can search on Coached by the Course, or you can search on my surname, M-O-R-E-N. And you'll notice the picture is a beautiful shot of a golfer teeing off right into the Rocky Mountains.
You got it. John Morin, buy a couple of copies of the book. What the heck, right?
Use one as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, there you go. For the golfer in your life. Coached by the Course, John Morin. John, thanks for joining us today. Great book. And keep up the good work for golf.
Thank you, Jay and Jerry. Take care.
We will come back right after this with more of Tee to Green.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Boy, another hour just flying by on the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Tee to Green, Jay and Jerry here on another Sunday edition. Scott Cuddy in Master Control. And it's a big Sunday, the fourth and final major championship of the year is going on over at Royal St. George's in the British Isles. I got a question for you, Jerry.
Yes?
You think Louis Oosthuizen got any sleep last night?
Probably not, no.
Yeah. Went into the final round of the major, the Open, the British Open Championship.
You can't call it a British Open.
Yeah, well,
the Open.
Yeah, the Open. Went into that championship with the lead, nothing unfamiliar for Louis, but being able to finish off in the last round has been his biggest problem.
It really is, and you know, you kind of feel for him because of the fact that, I mean, he's been there in all these majors. I mean, it's been amazing how well he's played, but then that final round just kind of gets into his crawl, and he didn't quite do it.
And even when he's played well, somebody else has played
just a little bit better. Yeah,
John Rahm did at the,
yep,
at
that's
the
for
US
sure.
Open and beat him at Torrey Pines. Final round on right now on NBC. Other golf tournament this week is the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational on the ladies' tour in Midland, Michigan, a two-person best ball event, and the Jeternigan sisters, Aria and Moira, 24 under par, they won. Nellie and Jessica Korda, another pair of sisters, finished tied for 13th at 13 under par, played this event for the first time in 2 years. It got canceled because of COVID last year, but a fun event.
Well, obviously the sisters have gotten along real well in both cases, so that's why they're in the leaders.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and there's not many brother pairings on the men's tour, but you got a couple of great pairings right there.
You really do. Yeah.
Sure. Hey, thanks to Don Helinski for joining us today. If you want to Google the links, the loop at Forest Dunes to find out more about that reversible course, all kinds of information will pop up. Just Google the loop at Forest Dunes. And thanks to our last guest, John Moore, and his book, Coached by the Course. You can find that on Amazon or a bookstore near you. All the money going to charity. Thanks for joining us. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.